The Dial Corporation has agreed to settle a sexual harassment lawsuit. The soapmaker agreed to pay $10 million after facing one of the largest sexual harassment cases ever brought by the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Camille Olson, an attorney for Dial, says the company admits to no wrongdoing as part of the settlement, and both the company and the EEOC have agreed not to focus on the past.
We have made a business decision to move forward with our commitment to the moral and business importance of providing equal employment opportunity and a positive work environment for all of Dial's employees. Simply put, Dial does not tolerate harassment of any kind.
The lawsuit was filed on behalf of 100 current and former female employees of Dial's plant in Chicago's western suburbs. And joining us now to discuss the settlement is NPR's David Shaper in Chicago. David, first, what were the allegations against the company that led to this lawsuit?
Well, this class action lawsuit alleged that their male coworkers and supervisors grabbed them, they groped them, pressed up against them, harassed them in virtually every way possible, with dirty, nasty comments as they walked by, pictures and cartoons up on the walls, women referred to in the most gross and demeaning ways, according to the lawsuit. And it just really directly contradicted the squeaky, clean image that the soap maker wanted to portray.
One element of the company's defense was that it had a training program in place to prevent this kind of harassment, and that it had even been cited by the EEOC for a job well done.
Well, that's right. The company did have in place a comprehensive sexual harassment policy, and it said that it always responded appropriately when complaints were made. However, employees at the plant say give quite a different story. They say that their complaints were often ignored by their direct supervisors. In fact, a lot of times it was the direct supervisors who were committing the offenses, making it very difficult for them to find people that they could confide in and feel comfortable telling exactly what was going on. Of course, the EEOC likes to point to that 1998 Good Practices Award it was given to by the EEOC in 1998. However, the attorneys for the EEOC here in Chicago say had the Washington headquarters checked with them because they were already investigating the plant, they probably would have never gotten that award.
$10 million that Dial has agreed to pay. What are the other terms of the settlement?
Well, the $10 million is split between about 100 women in the class, and they'll get an average of about $100,000 each. $300,000 is the maximum, and some women will be eligible for that. Outside of that, the company agrees to continue to work on its policies and procedures for reporting and training on sexual harassment. And in addition, there will be an independent arbiter of complaints that women can go to if they don't get a satisfactory response from the company. An independent monitor, similar to the agreement the EEOC reached in the landmark case with Mitsubishi Motors in its Normal, Illinois plant a couple of years ago. The EEOC says that independent monitor works very well there and should create an entirely different atmosphere for the women in the Aurora plant for Dial Soap.
Okay, thank you, David.
Thank you.
NPR's David Shaper in Chicago.